joining me for the conversation is Nathaniel. And shit, as usual. Mr. Lamptey, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine.
You're fine, eh? Yeah. Thank God for your life. Nathaniel.
I'm well.
You're well, eh?
Just stressed.
Yeah. Oh, please come closer.
I'm well, but I'm just stressed.
Life is like that. Can I please speak up a bit? Let me hear.
I'm well, but I'm just stressed.
Uh-huh. Now I can hear you better. It sounded like you're in the background. Let me share with you what we're discussing this afternoon. My brother moved to Germany so many years ago, and ever since, he became the big man of the family. Every Christmas, he sends gifts, comes home with money for funerals, and everybody praises him like he's the one carrying the whole family on his shoulders. But here in Ghana, I've been the one taking care of our mother quietly. Hospital bills, medications, feeding her on difficult days, taking her to appointments. All of that has been on me, mostly without help. Recently, mommy became very sick and needed urgent surgery. I reached out to my brother several times, but he kept telling me things were hard and that he would send something soon. Then just a few days later, I opened Snapchat and saw him at a party spraying champagne, laughing and living large. Honestly, it broke me. Out of pain, I posted on my WhatsApp status, in quotes, some people look like heroes online, but disappear when family really needs them. End of quote. Immediately, some family members understood who I was referring to. Now, my brother is angry, saying I embarrassed him and turned the family against him. But deep down, I feel frustrated because while he enjoys success, in quote, successful son abroad image, I'm the one carrying the real responsibility at home. Andy and I, was I wrong for speaking up publicly, or sometimes the truth only gets attention when pressure is applied? That's what we're discussing right now. This one, every family, we all get inside. There's a sibling that will go out and have fun, the one who cleans up everything, all the mess. The one that the parents can rely on.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it even hurts more when the parents don't acknowledge the one that they can rely on, but acknowledge the one that will go and ching ching sign, come back and then support the person, go like, hey, my blood. Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
But in this situation, I feel for the guy. Was he wrong to have posted that, or was he in the wrong?
By the way, sometimes Snapchat to you may post something, but it's maybe months ago, years ago, but it's a video I've posted, not necessarily happening at that moment.
Did he check? Did she check that?
Oh, that part he didn't tell us.
Uh-huh. So there is also the possibility that video might have been old.
Not necessarily what's happening now.
Oh, but yeah, the one attacking me and telling me that I'm embarrassed in front of the family. Then that means it was
that is live. Because probably you've spoiled my image.
What image you have?
Because if the family sees me as someone who is successful, someone who is like the successful person in the family, and you see, let's also have it in the back of our minds that the fact that you are outside doesn't necessarily mean that you're a billionaire or a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Probably he's also going through it, the hardship out there. You know, most people go out there and they go through the snow working their, you know, forgive me to say, they are working their asses out.
We don't use it. They're working there.
And you see, they work as though they were animals, just to, you know, feed themselves, just to pay electricity bills, just to cater for their family out there. Now, the money they send to us down here, it may be huge here, but out there they are suffering. So I feel probably he's also suffering out there. But the video he posted on Snap was just to entertain his followers and not necessarily what's happening on the
ground. Wait, hold on. But if it was months ago, why are you coming to, like, why are you so upset about it? You could have said, oh bro, Charlie. And then when I posted that, it's not me, I'm just using myself as a person, that some people like to look like the heroes of the family, but when they are needed, they disappear. Did I mention your name?
But écoute,
did I say Shed or Nathaniel? I didn't put it there. I didn't write anybody's name.
But you would also agree that you said some people in the family.
I didn't know. No, that's not what he said.
She said some people in the family immediately knew.
No, he said some people look like heroes online but disappear when family really needs them.
The next statement.
Immediately some
family. Exactly. But no, that's it.
Hold on. Some family members knew. Doesn't mean that I mentioned your name. It is their investigative prowess. And instinct that made them feel like it is Nathaniel I'm talking to, or a Shed. How do I want to consign me?
Oh, because you have
probably
you have talked to them about
no,
it.
No, I haven't.
Maybe
he didn't even mention that he has spoken to them about it.
Maybe
and I know that I had a conversation about someone, and then I know confided in me. Right, some people will behave like you. Does he mean I'm talking to you?
No, you know, there are family members who also watches his stats
and you seen
it, but then it is just the brother who has been. Who has the courage to you know post?
Yeah.
But me, I will not even go on that side. Please, Aidan.
Oh, I think.
Oh, let's go. We're having a conversation.
Okay. I won't go on that side. You see, the mom is not serious. And
the mom.
The mom is not serious. The guy is also not serious. You know. Now,
what has a sick mother got exactly? I feel bad for the woman. She's okay, sick. What has she got to do with anything?
You know, nobody knows owes anybody anything. I'm going to say this. Sure. When you help people, they don't owe you. Gratefulness is what makes people feel that, look, what Nah has done for me, I really have to be grateful to her. Like, I have to, you know, I have to do something just for her to know, like, what you did for me previously actually means a lot to me.
Yeah.
But you don't have to bear in mind people owe you when you help them. Look, this is an advice to all parents. In as much as, you know, I will always talk about investment. In as much as you are working so much on your kids, work on yourself. Look, a time will come, your kids will have no option than to use their all to feed just their wife and their kids.
It's true. It's happening now.
It's happening now. And when you are ill, it's not as if they don't want to give to you. But it looks like the only money left is what they would have to use to feed home. None of your kids owe you. You know, it's just in Ghana here and then some part of African countries where people say that the moment anytime a mother or a father have that mindset, you should know forever that parent is going to be a burden to you.
Oh yeah. But isn't it part of our tradition?
But it shouldn't be that. Look, there are a lot of youth, there are a lot of people who haven't gotten to the point of them catering for whom, but they are doing it. Why? Because we think it's a custom.
Yeah.
People haven't gotten to the point. Look, there are people who are doing this, you know, hook up and staffs and whatever, just because they don't want to do it. But because it looks like the moment after SHS, you have to take care of your mom, you have to take care of your dad. Their parents complaining, say, "Ena onshare me da, or mom is sick." Yes. So today there are ladies who are in relationship, they are not ready just because their boyfriends will give them money for their parents. Look, if your parent, in as much as you are investing in your kids, invest equally into yourself. Don't give your all to your kids. They'll get married and go.
Like you, those you did to your mother.
That is the point. For all you know, some kids won't even make it. They'll just die along the line. No, death happens. I get the point. So if you have invested, I think there was one woman who actually had a daughter. She completed JHS, SHS, passed out with flying colors and stuff. Went to the law school, just the degree. She got an admission to Mokola, and she was knocked down by a car.
Jesus.
So if you are waiting for this child to come and take care of you, Ama will say to do any ocean to two. So like, it is hard time. In as much as parents are investing in their kids, they should invest equally in themselves, so that if your kids don't even give you money, like you don't become a burden. There are some kids who can't even pick the course of their parents. Or besan is who to send keke. What am I talking about? What a guy is doing, if he's spending his own money, is nobody's business. But you know, yesterday I was speaking about conscience. Conscience will tell you that no, my mom is not well. Even if, like, about what you're talking about, even if the post is a previous chilling, conscience will tell you that me mommy home fano, baby I'm having nam no any posting matter.
Hale.
So now I'm speaking to the parents. Now I'm speaking to the guy. Look, conscience should tell you that me mommy home fano cry, ibu o cry. We should go to an extent to make sure that whatever our mom is going through, she's redeemed from it. But the infant who me pussy, whether a previous and I say a current, I could draw Ben and ultimate engineer, aircraft put me the posties at the end. We don't do that. And about the guy, look, it is hard time you focus on yourself. because there are parents who fall sick, who be share national, who sick in your national, who say work out.
Ah, but at that part,
it's true.
So, Chaim, let me ask you. So, as his mom is, you know, going through all that she's going through, and she needs help to be taken care of, to be fed and stuff, mom wanu.
Mom wanu, but not with your capital.
Okay.
Honestly, look.
But you see, in the conversation, no.
Yeah.
He's not complaining about the money. If you look at it carefully, let me read it again, bro.
Yes, no. But from the conversation, closing up, he was saying that now he's kind of exhausted, and he feels his brother
at
should
some point,
come in.
Yeah,
eight
he said
years.
He asked because the woman needed urgent surgery.
That is the point.
And he said things were hard, only for him to open the Snapchat
now,
and see him.
For all you know, the boy is chilling, is even friends.
Probably.
I don't think I'm getting it. Yeah. So it could be friends. Maybe I won't say, "Oh, sir, I'm paid for your phone." I don't know the on the chemo. No,
boss.
I get to the point. And we
follow
have,
back.
And I won't say, "He or say Gaga, I need to me bad down." For all you know, before he comes down, he has to save consistently for 6 months.
Probably.
I get to the point because when he say, "Oh, baby." Just
and
to you know,
he brings gifts.
Just to come and claim some glory. Yeah. So as it stands now, as to whether the guy is financially fit or not, we both don't know. But my issue here is that how dare you post in this critical time? Because no matter what happens, it's your mom. Yeah. And we have to make sure that your mom is okay. We are not saying kill yourself, because at the end of the day, if she will die, she will die. But you're not saying kill yourself, but you know there are these moments saying, "Oh, bro, don't worry." Even just a simple phone call to your brother, "Bro, Charlie, things are not well. Don't worry, I'll get back to you. This, that." You know that you are just willing to do it.
But
I'm wondering,
yeah.
And this is why I really love transparency. Be transparent, especially to people who are close to you. You can't be transparent to everybody. Be transparent to people you think you owe gratitude. Your parents, your siblings, because it at a point in time, if they ask you for a favor and you are not being able to help them, they'll say you are wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And bear in mind, if you throw a boy against the wall, it will come back to you. A time will come, it will be your turn. So I feel that this guy should sit up, this current guy. And if you are treating your people, I am ending with this, if you are treating a mother or a father, treat him or her as though you are the only son or the only daughter. Don't look at what your other siblings are doing. Give in your strength. Give in what you think you can give in. Give in your all, not everything. Because if you end up giving everything, you end up giving your life as well. You lose your life and your mother also lose her life. So just treat your mom as though you don't have any brother. Forget about your brother. Whatever you are doing is because she's your mom and not because it is you people, your mom. That is your mom. If she's alive, she's alive for you. Treat her as though
you're
it is only
child, yeah.
That is that. Because if your brother will help you, nothing. And then this shouldn't bear a grudge between you and him. That is between him and his mom.
And God.
Yeah.
It's true, Andy. I think sometimes, looking at what you said, he could have misread the whole thing. He could have misread the whole thing. Because you're right. Why post this at this time? Because you're not the only who's watching your status.
That's the point.
Family members have your number. They call you, they talk to you. So the family members who know who your younger brother is talking about, mm-hmm. is because they also saw the video
and they know what is going on,
and they can't talk, so he was the only one who could say it, and then they go like
that,
you know, the chorus. But why should you come and play victim and say, "I've embarrassed you"? Did I mention your name?
That's
why I'm coming to him.
Which is Nimura?
No, you see,
if
he posted
the
thing not on his WhatsApp status, but on his Snapchat, and probably he has limited the people who could see it. Now her sister saw the thing and didn't post it on Snapchat, but came to her status and placed it there. And then I'm also looking at it from the fact that she did it a word of mouth. She didn't just end it on her status. Probably people
boys.
Asked.
Are they brother and sister?
Brother and sister.
Really?
No.
It's brothers.
It's brothers.
They're two brothers.
So the one who posted on his status. Probably he also did it from a word of mouth. He talked to the people, like the family members. Obia, oh, what's happening? Why are you saying that? Oh, Obia, my brother. Maybe he went to that to explain himself.
Why would you do that? When you're doing a kind of say, oh, care, oh, for Kasantri.
Yeah.
I'm saying it in Ghana because I didn't know the what to use in tree.
Yeah. Kasakwa.
Care, oh, Kasantri. Alo, for Kasantri.
Like ekutia.
Ekutia. Yeah. I don't know how to put it. So
that is it.
Kasakwa.
Like so ekutia.
Okay. I wanted to. I don't know what word to put it. So ekutia. Yeah. You don't come and explain yourself. That one you just write it and leave
that
it
is
there.
The point.
Whoever sees it, however you catch your feelings. That one. How that one take consign me? Do you get me?
Mm-hmm.
Because he posted it there. I didn't come and say it's Shed or it's Arnold or it's you. I left it there.
Yeah.
You coming at me and saying that I've embarrassed you makes me realize that, oh, so you actually know what you did. And then I'm sure probably other family members might have seen it, seen the Snapchat video, and then you understand
attacked me.
Attacked you. That one day, that's one between you, them, and God. I didn't do anything. I didn't tell Auntie Akosha to come for you. I didn't tell Auntie Adjo. I didn't tell Auntie Nashoko to come. No.
Yeah.
You understand me? So you're feeling guilty because they called you to order. And honestly speaking, what their older brother, is it the right thing to do?
Well, I think I would agree with Shed when he says within that particular situation or moment,
mm-hmm.
that video was not needed. And even if it was needed, probably you could have, you know, scrutinized your viewers, those who could see, probably your friends. If they are seeing it, then that's fine. Or you could have just held on to that particular video within that moment, so that at least if that moment phases out or passes, then you can just, you know, post
it. No, Nat, I get you. But, what kind of a human being are you, the guy? Like, do you even have, like, just like the mentality to wanting to post? No, I want to post, but if I post this time around, they'll say this, you're a coward.
he had the kahunas to post it.
Yeah,
so, you would say it's a problem.
The point is, even if you post, it's better than you wanting to post, but you're thinking of the number of people who what. My issue is that
it's a lot of social construction of, you know, so the way society may see or view that particular post. That would also change your perception.
My issue is that why do you even have to have the notion to post? Like, it shouldn't even come in the first place.
Because as at that time,
Obias,
why is she?
Why is she?
Your mom is not feeling well. You are chilling. What about you? Hey, but you want to come during December and do Kashito.
You see, that is also part of the issue. Because if you come in December and you bring the gifts, then what your sister is saying, that my family, people hail you in the family as the Ogboro. So if that way, then the people may just have to now relate or just join things, connect. Okay, in this family, who is seen as the, you know, savior of the family? Who gives us gifts in December? Who makes us chill? Then it doesn't necessarily mean that you've mentioned that is your brother you're talking about, because the family, everybody sees him as that. When he comes, he brings gift. Probably you're just talking about him. Then he knows you've embarrassed him.
So I should keep, no, you see, that part sounds like a bit of a gaslighting.
Yeah.
Because I should cover the nonsense that you do, then I should clean up the excuse me to use the baller that is happening. Me na minja inim na me pepper na me pra. Then when you come and say, hey, then I'm just say, hey. So in a way, it makes it look like then as you are taking care of mommy, me, I'm the one who is giving you the money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
I get to the point.
So as a child that has been left behind at home, who isn't abroad, who is clean up there, who is showing him gratitude? Nobody is commending him for it. And then when, like you said, you're right to say, see it as you're the only child. But when you depend on what other people are coming to tell you now to boost your ego, you won't be able to do it. You actually abandon it. Then the other person will come and take all the glory, and that's his problem right now, because I'm doing everything. Then you come and say, hey, Nat Kashito. You understand me? Yeah, the Kashito, because you are giving people money. Then they say, oh, you're the one doing everything. Oh, sure, mommy. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm here, I'm feeding mommy, I carry her to the appointments and everything. It's like the story of the prodigal son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like that.
Yeah, no way.
Because Ebe Meya.
Yeah.
But Shed also made a statement about, you know, mothers also taking care of themselves, sort of investing in themselves. So what if I have a question for him.
Oh, go ahead.
What if you are torn between paying your fee, the fees of your child or your ward, and you also want to take care of yourself? In that part of particular dilemma, as a mother who is thinking about the future, not to solely depend on my daughter, what would I do?
You work harder.
Because at that point,
no, you work harder.
At that point, that I am old and I can't work
I'm not talking about when you are old.
We're talking about your younger years.
Like, this is the point people tend to focus more on their kids. Look, there are parents who even end up getting stomach ulcer just because they want their kids to eat and be satisfied. Look, if the food is small, wash it.
You teach them how to not be gluten.
I get the point, but there are parents who are going through diabetes today. Why? Because they ate banku for 1 year, and it's going to convert into sugar. And the moment it converts into sugar, automatically your sugar content will be high, and that is diabetes.
It's true. Do you know some parents ate gari for the longest so that some of their kids could eat other things?
And I think just bad time. You are killing yourself.
But around that time, it was necessary. I feel it was necessary. So don't let your children.
Nat, the point is, let's share what is available.
I understand that.
You don't take, you don't make your kids feel that, okay, so this is yours, you know, I'm being a button. So since it's small, you take all. Let them know that no matter how little it is, we are sharing together.
Sharing it.
Yeah, boom. I get to the point. So the moment they are eating and there is a leftover, they will make sure it will say just you. Because the moment we should dish this away and not eat it, next time if the food is small, then we'll be found wanting.
I've learned that thing where you don't always give your kids whatever they want, because once you're not there, the next person to take care of them will suffer. Because they become used to, I want this, you give it to them. I want this, say no sometimes.
Look,
they get used to saying no. So when they go somewhere, somebody tells them no, they won't get upset by it. It treats whoever they're going to end up with in future horribly.
Yeah.
No. Look, I don't have it.
AJ.
Even if you have a cry, I don't have it for the time being. Let them stretch them small.
AJ.
Please don't come from you.
No, I don't need a mother. But you know, there could even be a point. This guy has been going for partying and the mother not even complained. So for all you know, this guy have seen partying and entertainment more valuable than any other thing. Oh yeah.
Oh, Nathaniel, the son of the subaitia, Munjano. I remember Kumi, somebody passed a comment like that. He got so visibly angry, he just walked away quietly. I said, my bunny, the son of the subaitia, Nakumane Baye, Nayen Kasau. Hey! So your child should be beating people. He got so upset, he just walked
away. Very bad. Very bad. So you know, sometimes parents should take very good care of themselves, if not for anything, so that when your kids make it and they want to take care of you, they will be happily taking care of you, not you using all the money for medications and stuff. Today there are even kids who are not even really making, they are not even enjoying their work. Why? Because the time they made it, now their mother is on the sick bed, and every day before going to work they have to pass their mother's house, take off her pampers before they go for work. You are stressing your kids. If you don't take care of yourself, you even stress your kids, and they will give up on you. The only person who will not give up on you is God. So if your kids even give up on you, it's normal.
One day, when you get betrayed, you understand, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I don't share that part. I don't really agree. It gets to a point that they are parents. We still have to, like you said, we can go the extra mile, because some of our parents have gone beyond for us. So you can't say that because they are not well.
Like you said,
I'm not going to take away from what you said, that if it's just you, don't forget about what your siblings are doing. Focus on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Let your siblings also. So all of you, what you bring will be a whole.
Yeah.
So it supports whatever the other person. Don't look at what the other person is doing.
Yeah.
I think I agree with that totally. So right now, his focus shouldn't be on his brother.
Yeah.
You let's focus on mommy. Let her get better.
Whatever energy because you have available.
Deep down, I don't think your mom will not tell people that. What Nathaniel has done for me. This thing is the one who takes me through.
Yeah.
You understand me? Yes, they might miss your brother. He might come home and everything. They welcome him in happiness and everything. But when somebody is truly asking him, or her, your mom or dad, and oh, Charlie, they'll mention your name first.
Yeah.
That, oh, oh no, lewa, I mean, like, they pick me up. They will never, I don't think your parents are going to be ungrateful like that. They will definitely.
Yeah.
The person who you're doing it for, and there are people who are not talking, but they can see
yeah.
all that you're doing. So forget about them. And I think what Shed says, let's, you know, focus. It's just think that it's my mother alone. Let me take care of it. So whatever anybody brings on board
becomes a profit.
Yeah, it becomes a whole thing. Then we are moving forward. Because this thing won't pay if you pay no.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It depends pass.
Yeah.
It depends as we are here.
Yet, we've been we don't know if it's the last born or is the first.
He didn't tell us he's the first born chef.
And the fact that that's what I'm saying, that the fact that someone is abroad, that is the same thing the person is, you know, making it.
But no, oh, but no, I just asked you, my issue. Why I asked you money for mommy surgery, not for my hair, not for anything. I said, let's go. Mommy has to do surgery. Give me money.
Maybe you after popping the party, champagne. He would have gotten money for the surgery.
So why I said, man, did you send us the money? Did you send us the money?
Why did you post?
Evidence, evidence. That night is the boost bars for me.
Why did you post?
No. The thing is, after you posted, did you send the money? If you posted and you are sent as cash, wouldn't I put some people behave like heroes of the family? I'll put it there.
Nah.
Because then the money has an being kicked on the phone. Alert. Don't land.
Let's say I call you that. Today I'm not well. I can't come for production today. Then the next minute, you see me posting.
Enkasa, where's Bidash? No! This one, this person here, the tantrums he will throw. This one, the tantrums he will throw. Let's not go far. That's like an Enkasa way. That's a way.
Whether it's an old video or a current video,
will be a home for me.
Why do you have to post that?
Debbie, wherever you are deaded. Now, tantrum is looking for you. I said, as I said, Enkasa. Enkasa.
Yeah.
Because this one, and I say I'm not feeling well, then you see that I'm sitting in the salon doing my head. This boy, I'm dead. This one. Or I have gone to somewhere and I'm hosting something. When I come, it's the bombastic side eye for me. Hello, Nathan. Hey, baby. And then you type it away. Type it. You mind you. Hello, darling. Please see your face so you can see me. It's as if you like when you chem into him when you cheaper.
Yeah. Yes, I
go see. Like I go host you. Like you go see. Nathaniel. Ah, what you off day say, hey, maybe I'm Mrs. Yame Yame. Now me cry na Asafre Wakamo. You want to make sure you are sick. Then you posted a video, come and tell me that it was an old video. Don't mind him.
No, even if it's an old video. Where did you get the enthusiasm?
The strength.
Post, yeah.
The confidence.
To post at least, you know, those songs for people to know that then you are really going through a mess. I get to the point.
Some gospel worship that you
I get to the point.
Dear Lord, show us mercy. I love, Lord, I'm praying for healing. When your brother sees, he goes like, my brother is praying
really
for
going
healing.
Through. Oh.
Then you are then sitting there doing cashy talk and they're doing plus. They are shouting to go.
You go pop shop.
You and who are popping champagne? I will put it there. I will do the kutia sharp. As I've told you these days, there aura for aura, bars for booze, banku for banku, diabetes for banku.
Mm-hmm.
No, because this one day, it might be funny. We're making like we're cracking jokes just to eat the attention. But if you're an older, you know, sibling, a younger sibling, and everybody leaves that responsibility of taking care of a sick parent on you is not funny at all.
Never.
So I get it. Yeah. I get where it's coming from. And the older sibling or whoever, if it's the middle child for they are, they don't really, you know, among Shemusa. They won't mind you because they claim they're always forgotten.
Yeah.
And they own to be found corn. But those ones at that period, I don't think it was a good idea to post a video of you chilling. Yeah. Meanwhile, I just called Nathaniel skin you hole. My SMIS said, like really?
Yeah.
Then I'm understanding for you. Then I'm opening Snapchat. You are the one that somebody is twerking on. Hey. You're doing twerk. Yeah. Hey. This life. He should change his ways. Ekra, we've said it, we posted it. I've embarrassed you. I beg. Find somewhere and sit. Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Anna.
Mm.
Nathaniel.
Well, Me, I'm just by the view that probably he's going through it, and then he cannot say because he might have been, he's always, you know, the breadwinner, so he's unable to say, oh, I don't have money. He's unable to say, oh, I cannot afford this thing around, because he doesn't want to say break you down. So probably he's holding on to the fact that, oh, okay, the family holds on to me, the family looks holds me, you know, that kind of esteem,
yeah,
that okay, not to provide for me. So I'm looking at it from that particular aspect, but regardless, the situation didn't demand that.
I have to ask you, who made you the breadwinner of the family? Who
said it? Myself.
Yes.
So you see,
so now that it's time, who sent you?
That's why there is an issue.
Nana Kwesi says, I agree, you must have your retirement plan as a parent. That one, dear, we should talk about it more often.
Yeah.
We should, Nana. We should talk about it more often. That we should have a retirement plan and not rely on our children. However, life happens. In Africa, most children are the way out and retirement plan for parents. That's a conditioning and practice.
But it's true. That's
but right. Truth is, many families are just surviving, so they lay a foundation with their last to which they hope their children exploit and change their poverty story. So the children becomes the beginning of a new direction. This is the reality of majority. That's where I have a problem when Bro Lamte tag people on serious. God. Nana Kwesi, bro. I hear you and I agree. People must take their own money. People must make their own money. But life happens. There's automatic manual to live. Manual to live. Nanka, no one will have issues because it will be figured out. Realities of life is not as simple as you make it sound, my dear. There's always three sides of it. Addressing just one aspect does not make it the truth only. I agree with you, Nana. I think we need to talk more about retirement plan.
Yeah.
Right now, you did your 40s. When our parents were 40, probably they started building, or so they even finished building their houses because with the 40, as I said, ground to mean to about you have two kids. School fees, neighbor, thing. Who drink school fees? Who are now tea? Boom, say. You understand? I think we need to find ways and means that we can talk about a retirement plan so that we don't end up looking at our kids as our final, you know, point. Like, when we grow older, they'll take care of us. Yes, society is conditioned. But it also be good that, oh, we had something on the side. Even when we're sick, oh, my mommy, we took money from their account, and that was what was catering for. Like, all of this thing that our brother is upset, no. Like, ain't see. So the little they both add to it will just go a long way.
So you don't understand why I said your mother is not serious.
But you see, that's the reason I'm not saying that. You see, when you say somebody is not serious, because
you may want to put it in quotes.
So you see, no mention was made of a father. Mm-hmm. What if she was a single mother of two? And there's a lot of that right now. So a single mother of two, sometimes you don't know how things went for them. She had to put her all in making sure that these boys would go to school and then do something with their lives.
AJ, we don't care.
Or what if there was a father who didn't even take care of the family?
AJ, listen. Because at the end of the day, if you should die, where is that single father? Like, what I'm talking about is, you know, anytime you are living your life and you want it to be like, there should be somebody to assist you, you fail. Just always fix the fact, like, always face the fact that it is me and me and no one else.
Okay, I guess the mentality you want people to have. Like,
that is
the help comes in,
that is a bonus.
That is a bonus.
So imagine this, you have two kids. Imagine both of them are chilling and none of them comes to your aid. What is the mother going to do now?
Because there's some children that's on their phone.
That is the point. So what I'm saying is that, you know, but live as though you are not laying a foundation for your kids. Live as though you don't have any child. It is just you and yourself, and plan for yourself. If your kids come and feed you, it's a blessing. Most parents are not being grateful to their kids because they feel 100 Ghana cedis a month is not enough for you to give to me. At least do it 1,000.
100 Ghana cedis a month?
No.
I'm
only making a scenario.
Okay.
Somebody has never given the parents money for 5 years. Wait, me anya Obama 100 Ghana a month. A year is saying 1,002. 5 years is saying 12,566,000 Ghana cedis. But I'm only making a scenario. Like,
but I get it.
Yeah, like just live as though it is you and yourself and nobody else.
But we need to talk about this. I'm glad that you brought it up. Not criticism, yeah. But we need to find ways and means of making sure that as we grow older, we are retired. There's something for us. Yes, there's SNET and everything, but you should also have something else.
Yeah.
What about those who are not contributing to that? How do they also, you know, have a retirement plan? Because some of us are near retirement. Not me, though.